the album going?
Well, I'm very, very keen on what we're doing in the studio. I'm really excited. Yeah. I love what we did on the last number of albums, but I think this one, our violinist Renee looked at me and said, this is like the most edifying, uplifting music we've ever done. And I would agree with that. Yeah. I feel like that's the way, the direction we're going with it. And I think we all need a little bit of a lift right now in this dark world. So.
I know. Well, it's cool, like your music, because like I said, we're not seeing like, yours is like one of the only probably the only one like of the music that you're seeing actually talking about the stuff like the vaccine, like COVID and like all of that. Cause most of them out here is just like pop and stuff, but you actually are bringing in like real world stuff to the music, which is really cool.
Yeah. Well, I realize that those things I like to say, but if I say them, I get deplatformed. But if I sing about it, I can get it across. It's like how, you know, also because like how people learn the ABCs, they learned it with a song. It's a lot easier to learn it that way. So I think that's, you know, another important aspect of it. And music transcended, you know, and the Lord had music here before anything else, and it transcended the time and the stars and all. We can see that in the scriptures. So, but yeah, I think right now, with so much going on, I mean, it'd be foolish for us not to sing about these things, about CERN and D-waves and quantum computing and artificial intelligence and, you know, even, you know, possibly, you know, Apophis, the Greek unstoppable asteroid is coming to hit the Earth in 2029.
I saw that.
Yeah, 13th of April, is it? Yeah. So, and except those days be short and be no flesh saved, right? So I think we're doing what we can. I feel like, you know, it's just like pray and play. We we pray. God gives us, you know, the songs and we play them. I'm excited to see the reaction of it as well. And it was actually Beethoven. I think Beethoven, Ludwig von Beethoven said, music can change the world. And I believe that's a true statement. I actually do. Well, at least in my world, it's changed me on a number of, you know, equations. So it's important, which just kind of begs the question, you know, for us to even go in the deeper. From years of studying our Holy Guidebook, The Supernatural, and all the research I've done in epigenetics over the years and books I've written about it, one well-crafted song can change people's perceptions of reality in a very positive way. There was a doctor, I remember reading about, and it was in a Billboard magazine, which Billboards, well, back in the day, it's different the way it is today. But it was basically saying, you know, who was doing what in the charts. But now we know a lot of it was more of who paid who to get what number on the chart. Yeah. But there was this medical doctor, I think his name was Dr. Richard Pellegrino, and he was a consultant to the entertainment world. And I remember this article that he wrote, and he was talking about how the power of music has this incomparable power that upon the human brain. And he said something to the effect that it triggers a flood of human emotions, which we know it does, and images, and you know, it's what people kind of instantly reminisce now. Where were you when this song, you know, was playing in the background of your life? But he said it could instantly, you know, make these emotional changes. And he went, he made a statement like, take it from a brain researcher and 25 years of working with the brain, I still can't affect a person's state of mind the way one simple song can do in 3.5 minutes. So I always thought, you know, yeah, there's a lot of truth in that. And then we look at, you know, true worship. I saw something just earlier today. Somebody had posted had a massive amount of shares on it, and on one of the social medias, a lot of the Christian music, you know, wasn't edifying. Just somebody complaining about it. You know, I guess they just like the old hymns, and that's fine. I like a lot of the hymns, but not everybody does. And I think the Lord gave us different fingerprints for a reason. He likes variety, right? We hear the story about snowflakes not being identical. They're all different. Yeah. So I think it's okay. I mean, it's like, you're going to tell me some Christian with a sitar in India isn't worshiping the Lord because it's not the kind of music, you know, you're used to hearing, the traditional organ with the cathedral or whatever. But I mean, granted, I think there are bands out there playing in churches now, then it's, they might as well just be a secular act because it's, you know, very secularized, right? We're not about that. You know, I came out of that world. And so what we're doing is dedicating everything and encouraging people. I mean, you could hear the gospel in most everything we do. At least people have been telling me that for years now.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Well, I mean, as Christians, that's cool. And like you, I mean, as a musician and stuff, it's like, you know what, wherever, for us as Christians, whatever we do, it's like putting the gospel out there, whether it's like, whether you're working a 9-to-5 job or whether you're a musician or like whatever you're doing, it's like just sharing the love of Jesus, like with everybody, just wherever you're at.
Right. And that's what, yeah. That's the assignment. I mean, we're called to be ambassadors of Christ, right? What does an ambassador do? You show up in a foreign land and you've got the kingdom, as Christians, we've got the kingdom of heaven backing us up, right? And our armor is, in Ephesians, it's all frontal. We're not supposed to be retreating. We're the army that advances. And look what's happened. I mean, the church is basically retreating, turning a blind eye to what's going on, and even encouraging people to take experimental substances now. You know, it's like, look at the agenda. Look at, follow the money trail and see what this is really about. But I mean, think about the worshiping the Lord in spirit and truth. I think it was in Job. 38:7, when the morning stars sing out and all the sons of God shouted for joy. That's what we're supposed to be doing, because music can transcend the mind, the body, you know, the spirit, soul, the senses, and nobody can actually define it. I mean, how are you going to define, how can you explain music to a deaf person, somebody born deaf? How can you even explain it to them? I think it's just part of God's infinite creative mind. You know, scientific research can't even reveal that. And then playing a musical instrument, we've seen a lot of studies that it results in, you know, a higher IQ. Playing an instrument, it's going to help you with the, improve your verbal, visual skills, your perceptions, your cognitive abilities, and especially in children. That's, it's a massive thing here. The other thing I feel, why do we start our services worshiping the Lord with the Lord in song? Because the demons can't stand it. They hate it when they see us worshiping, unless you're, you know, not really worshiping with your heart and spirit and truth, I guess, and then they sing along with you.
And so, but also the point you brought up about churches going along with this COVID narrative. I mean, like I said, I haven't darkened the doorstep of like a physical church in like probably like 2 years or something. Like I've watched a lot of them online and stuff, but it's just because so many around us in the area are like pushing the COVID agenda, get the vaccine. It's your Christian obligation. And I'm like, hold up. Let's take that back to the Bible. That's not even biblical. You saying it's your Christian obligation. And I'm like, God's given us so many advancements and given us amazing brains, even in a sin-filled world. And I'm like, we can find other good stuff. It's like, this stuff is from Satan. Like he just wants to kill people. He wants to kill, steal, and destroy, just like the lion does. It's like, he's a lion, and church is pushing this stuff. It's ridiculous. I mean, really, so many of the ones that are. Yeah.
It is ridiculous. And like, according to the website, I mean, we look at some of the websites out there, like the World Economic Forum, the Gates of Hell Foundation. I mean, they're the biggest sponsor of the World Health Organization. Yeah. Who put Bill Gates in charge of World Health? I mean, was he wasn't elected to be the spokesman for World Health, was he? But the Gates of Hell Foundation is one of the most influential entities now concerning the health of the world. And the Gates Foundation's, it's working with the biggest pharmaceutical companies that don't want you to know what's in the vaccinations that they're giving you for at least 75 years. Does that wave any red flags for anybody? I mean, that's kind of strange, isn't it? And then they happen to be the biggest shareholders, Bill Gates. You know, I don't think it was like some poor computer nerd that just miraculously became fabulously wealthy.
He wasn't.
Right? I mean, he was connected with John D. Rockefeller's dad was on the board of directors with Margaret Sanger, started, you know, a bunch of eugenicists, Satanists, working together to eliminate. They think there's too many people in the world, which is absolutely absurd. And then Microsoft is owned by Vanguard, BlackRock, and the Berkshire Hathaway, right? And they all are on each other's board of directors. They all you know, you scratch Molly Beck, right? And they all scratching each other's back with the Soros and the Clinton Foundation involved. I mean, take a look at what's really going on here.
I know. And like so many of their like spiritual advisors are them tied to people like Maria Abramovich. And I'm like, you can just look at her stuff. And I'm like, I don't care whether you're a Christian or not. You just look at that stuff and you're like, that's not normal. Like, you see her like holding a picture of a cut off ram's head. You're like, yeah. And like writing things in actual blood on the wall. You're like, yeah, that's not normal. Even in a sin filled world, you're like, something's wrong with that. And when these people hit, she's their spiritual advisor. And you're like, yeah, she's your spiritual advisor because she prays to Satan. So.
Well, you know, again, we're like, it's like it will be as in the day of Noah when the Lord returns. And right now you got a bunch of psychopathic transhumanist globalists that are openly telling you about their plans and their agendas. Yeah. And it's amazing to see how, you know, the Agenda 2030 plan, their agenda to, you know, microchip everybody's brain by the end of the decade goes almost identical to the Nazi race, Klaus Schwab and his Economic World Forum gang. It's the same agenda, right? Yeah. And I mean, it was like when we look at that, you know, Noah was wasn't a perfect, I mean, he was the only one that was pure left in that generation at that point, because everybody else was contaminated. We don't know how they did it, but maybe it was the same way. Maybe they had some, you know, the same spirit that's manifesting today. I'm just being hypothetical here, right? it's like, hey, we've got this really cool, you know, injection. You too can grow up to be a Nephilim, just like, you know, the other wicked ones here. And there was nobody left, or they except for Noah and his family. And let's think, you know, because Noah obviously had a drinking problem later on. So I mean, there was some stuff that was going on there. But I'm guessing many biblical scholars in the past, you know, considering that, the scriptures in the days of Noah, they probably thought, well, it'll just be a time of great violence. It was a great time of violence and immorality on the earth. But only a few decades ago, I mean, anybody could ever imagine that people's DNA would once again be altered the way it is right now. I mean, acquiring an increase in knowledge, as Daniel, you know, the book of Daniel told us would happen. Science breaking the DNA code. It's, you know, it's like some kind of different language, right? And we now know that God's signatures on every cell of our body, the body belongs to him. I think it was back in 1990 when the scientific community, you know, made this concerted effort. We're going to map out the human genome. That should have been a big red flag for the church. Of course, they ignored it, right? That's an enormous task. You're going to do what? We're going to map it all out. Well, they've done that, right? I mean, like the genome, the human genome has got like 25,000 genes with something like 3.1 billion DNA pairs. And I think it was a couple of years around 2000 something, you know, 2002, 2003, they said, you know, they've almost completed the project. They're like 99% done mapping out the whole thing. And now they've got this ability for manipulation and cloning, right? How does cloning work in, right? You're cloning sheep and whatever, and they don't live very long. They've got all kinds of issues. We've got splicing DNA together instead of having, you know, the way God said, you know, man and woman will come together and multiply. I gave them the first multiplication problem, right? Okay, here it is. I want you, Adam and Eve, I want you to go multiply, right? And replenish the earth, right? Because there was something here going on before all this happened.
That was the one commandment that mankind has not had a problem obeying God on. I heard the pastor say that. He said, that is the one time, and he's like, that is the one commandment mankind has not had a problem obeying God on. So
they're having a problem with it now, because now they're splicing the two female to create a multiple parent, you know, egg, and using animal and mice and pigs and whatever. Yeah. You know, I mean, just like in the days of Noah, right?
Trying to bypass God, trying to basically cut him out of the picture, just like Satan has been trying to do ever since, like I said, the fall, and like even before that, like however long before that was, it happened. It's like he's been trying to usurp God, and then of course mirroring what God has done, but in his own twisted way. He makes it look close, but it's still a counterfeit and stuff. And so that's, I mean, what we're seeing with this COVID, the vaccine stuff, like all of that. Yeah.
We are indeed. I've got numerous people contacting me, you know, that they've got loved ones that are suffering from adverse reactions. Yeah. After they've been, you know, experimented on. And obviously, there's some people that don't seem to be affected, but maybe they got a placebo. I praise the Lord if that was the fact. According to Pfizer's own document, the fact sheet, I've got it right here in front of me. And in the small print, you know, after they list all the... it says, what are the risks of the Pfizer biotech COVID-19 vaccine? And it lists all kinds of things like difficulty breathing, swelling of your face and throat, a fast heartbeat, rashes all over your body, dizziness, weakness, severe allergic reaction, but it goes on and on and on about aches and pains. And then in the very small print, it says, these may not be all the possible side effects of the Pfizer biotech COVID-19 vaccine. Serious and unexpected side effects may occur. The Pfizer BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine is still being studied in clinical trials. That means you're participating in an experiment.
You're a guinea pig. That's all they view you as, a lab rat. It's like, oh, let's see what this does. Yeah.
And so they want you to wait another 75 years to find out what the ingredients are. I mean, I'm just asking for a friend. I mean, what are the ingredients? Just want to know. I mean, it'd be foolish not to be aware of what's unfolding with CERN and D-Waves, you know, quantum computing and all this. Designer babies. I mean, back in England, I was like 2006, maybe, they opened up the designer baby clinics all over the UK, right?
Now I remember hearing about that. What was the... I remember hearing something about that. What are those, or what were those?
Well, they're basically going, we'll take an 8-day-old embryo and we'll examine it for over 200 inherited genetic diseases. And we find a defective embryo, we can destroy it, right? Because it's all about, you know, the devil comes to do nothing but kill, steal, and destroy.
Yeah.
Unless they find one that's acceptable, that they can manipulate and then put it into fertilization, I guess. It's amazing. Wow. Certain scientists, right? I've got friends that are researchers and scientists, so I don't want to lump everybody in the same category because it's not.
They're a good one. Yeah.
The Christian ones, you know, God gave us science to show us how glorious this creation is. But we got these people that grew up in a Darwinistic perspective and they don't understand. And they think they've got unlimited freedom to tamper with the human DNA as long as somehow we could tie it to health. So geneticists are moving in a direction just like the Nazi tried, right? Let's create babies free of genetic flaw. Well, who gets to decide what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're just trying to bring back the Nephilim, you know? But I mean, the cloning's been going on for years now. I mean, is like as in the days of Noah. So, you know, having scientists messing and tampering with your DNA and the codes in the guise of increasing health is like saying people that don't have any symptoms, they're really sick. They're and asymptomatic people, you know, they need the boosters and the vaccinations. This is insane.
It doesn't make sense.
It's just absolute insanity going on. So
I know. And like I said, as Christians, I mean, the things of cloning comes up because then it's like, do they have souls? Do they not? Because I remember at one of our previous churches, we had an ethics class, which is a really good one. But it's like with all this stuff that quote unquote scientists, they're not really scientists, they're Satanists. They're not scientists, they're Satanists. What they're doing is, I mean, and like I said, with the cloning and all that. And then, like you said, that stuff has been going on forever. And it's just there. And if it doesn't turn out the way they want, they just kill like the animal, or even if they're trying to clone like people and they kill it. And you're like, you've got such that ethical dilemma there. Cause you're like, this is still a being like, and then you were made in the question. You're like, well, since it was cloned, like it's still made in God's image. Is it like, does it have a soul? So all those questions are raised and it's like, you just want to leave that stuff alone. So that, and, but of course they're doing it just same as always. Yeah.
Well, you know, in the past, I would have said, and we probably would have thought it was true, you know, those that had money had power, and whoever had the most money had the most power. This is the way it seemed to work. That's no longer the case. Mm. And now it's like, who's got the most data? Who's got the most information? And then we think about, like, you remember the central banks, you know, they collapsed them in Greece because the people of Greece elected people that the globalist, psychopathic transhumanists didn't like. And they said, well, we'll show you how it works. And they collapsed the economy in 2015. The digital financial complex, you know, merges its head. And I mean, a lot of the stuff is going on right now, and so many people are just not aware of how this thing works. And they're thinking, like, how did this thing happen? How did it go from 2020 to look what's going on right now, where you got these, and again, you know, mandates just seem like it's a clever word for taking away freedom.
And Satan knows all about slavery. God is the one who brings true freedom, and Satan is the one who keeps everybody in bondage, which is, of course, why they would want to take away freedom. Yep, because that's who their master. He loves slavery, and he hates freedom. Yep, because that's what Christ brought us. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, you know, I think the devil is running scared, and when people run scared, you know, they make a lot of mistakes, and I think he's making a lot of mistakes because he knows his time is short and he knows where he's going to end up. And if he says anything otherwise to you, you might be wanting to remind him where he's going to end up. So I pray for these people that are stuck in, I mean, what the Lord said, you know, what is it if you gain the entire world and lose your very soul?
Yeah.
And if the righteous scarcely be saved, what's going to happen to the unrighteous? So it's you know, these are the things that especially that we're trying to put to music at this point, because it's a way of conveying truth. And I think about it in generations, like in the 60s revolution of, you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. I mean, look how they took down an entire generation with music. Mm-hmm. They took them down the wrong pathway, like that. They were like Pied Pipers. So I'm going, well, why can't we go the opposite way? Why can't we lead them to the Lord with the truth, worshiping in spirit and truth, and playing sounds that are appealing? I mean, it's like Martin Luther, I think, was the one that first said, why should the devil get all the good music?
Oh, I never knew he said that. That's so cool.
He was like the Weird Al Yankovic of his day. He took some popular pub songs that, you know, it's a great melody. Like, and he just, you know, wrote like "What a Mighty Fortress Is Our Lord." And, he just took back, you know, some ground from the enemy, along with some other things. So,
exactly, yeah. It's like, you know, God's given us music, so it's like the deep state, the cabal, the Satanists, Luciferians. They've been using music and things like TV and like all that to, of course, lead people down the wrong path. And I'm like, you know what? Things like music. It's like David like played music all throughout the Bible. We see music, and I'm like, you know what? We can use it for the Lord, same as they've been using it for Satan. I'm like, we can use it for good, which is what you guys are doing.
We are, and excited of working with Ohio Brett on some of these projects. So, looking at getting out to different cities and
the concert series. I know. Well, actually, I'm talking to him later here soon and stuff. And so I'm really excited for the concert series because I'm like, I'm excited because he was like, oh, maybe we'll bring it to Lexington. And I'm like, yes. I don't know if somewhere near Lexington. I don't know if Lexington would be a good market for it because it is kind of liberal, but I'm like, there are good places around Kentucky. And I'm like, yeah, that'd be good.
The liberals need to get saved.
True. I know. It's just so hard having the patience for them. Sometimes I'm like, oh, Lord's still working on me with patience and just being like, love them. Even in spite, and I'm like, oh, Lord, it's just so hard sometimes with how stupid they are. I'm like, but Lord, once I was like that before I got saved. So just like,
well, we shall carry on, and we shall never surrender. We shall do what the Lord has asked us to do here. It's interesting to me to look at how this is playing out. In like Revelation 18:23, where it's talking about for the great men of the earth, you know, like the Bill Gates types, the Klaus Schwab types, that by their sorceries, all nations were deceived by them. And then we found the blood of the prophets and the saints, you know. So this is what's going on, and this is the time for the encourage people to step up to it, right? And do what God's called us to do. And these people need our prayers. In fact, the Lord said, pray for your enemies. What other religion says that, right? Pray for your enemies. Yeah. And who wants to do that? Do you really want to do that?
I can tell you I don't want to do it. That's why the Lord's still having to work on me on that. Because I'm like, because it's hard. It's not human nature. We want to go out and get like vengeance. We don't want to be like, oh, we don't like you. So we don't, like, that's just our sinful nature and stuff. But whenever we have that good nature or the new nature inside of us warring against old nature, that's why it's like the pray for your enemies. And it's like, ooh, that's hard to do.
It is, but you know, it's a commandment, you know, by giving another commandment, love your enemies, as you know, Christ has loved us. And so we need to pray for them and do what we can. Sometimes you can't talk to them, but we can all pray for them. And I think back about, you know, people like Mr. Gates, and he had friends that he worked with, knowing that they were, you know, convicted pedophiles like Jeffrey Epstein, right, who did horrific things to women and children on his little islands, and supposedly died under mysterious circumstances, right? And the cameras just suddenly stopped working, right, when he was on But remember, this thing that connected dots here, Epstein desired to do what? He wanted to start another human race using his DNA, right? So what was that about? What was he going on with the Gates Foundation? Yeah. And then let's, you know, not forget, you know, Gates talking on TED Talks about, it was back in 2010, you know, that there's too many people in the world today, you know, 6.8 billion people, but we can change that. We can. We do a really good job on the new vaccines, the healthcare. We can lower that like 10 or 15%. Most people just are not aware that his father was on the plan, you know, with Margaret Sanger, and aborting babies is never a way to plan parenthood. I mean, that's just ridiculous. And then Gates Sr., you know, working with John D. Rockefeller, who helped develop the so-called swine flu vaccines that was made out of horse blood. He paid a scientist to, you know, inject that into the immigrants because he didn't like the immigrants. And these were legal immigrants. They came to, you know, America legally. And he sent them off to be in the armies, and millions that died as a result. And then you got the Max and Paul Warburg brothers from the Federal Reserve banking system, right, which is not federal, really. It's a privately owned corporation that helped finance the Nazis and the Allies. So keeping all the profits coming in together. It's like most people don't know this stuff. So it's really an opportunity for us to talk about it and raise the awareness of what's really going on here. I mean, Gates and his sidekick, Dr. Fallacy, who keeps getting to move the goalposts, right?
Yeah.
Wear a mask, don't wear it. I mean, it's in his emails, right? He admits that wearing a mask is not going to protect you. In fact, I've got a lot of physician friends, and you don't wear a mask in surgery to protect yourself from micron viruses. You wear it so you don't sneeze on somebody you're operating on.
Exactly. It's like it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out or to realize that.
I was driving earlier this morning to an appointment and saw somebody driving wearing a mask. I'm thinking, this is Stockholm syndrome. I mean, they've joined the enemy, right? Out of propaganda.
Yeah.
And I think the spirit of fear operating, right? You go back to the war games that they played out in event 201 and back in 2019, you know, they openly talked about how they were going to do this. And then let's not forget, you know, first time I got banned off one of the major platforms was because I told my church in the service about one of the ingredients called HEK293, which is on the labels of a lot of known processed foods and drinks. It stands for human embryonic kidney cells. And I don't even want to tell your viewers how they get those because it's a process.
Oh, don't. Yeah, I know. I've talked about that. I mean, they putting human meat in food, putting human embryo cells in food, and it's part of their satanic ritual. They wanted to make us cannibals along with them. It's like, because they find it fun. I mean, I think there's a video of, I think he's one of these Satanist popes or something, and he's actually he's on an interview, I think, or talking with somebody. He's like, oh yeah, he's like, it's like we enjoy sitting back and watching everybody eat their own children and eat their own, and you're like, people think that we're quote unquote conspiracy theorists for this, and I'm like, Betty White, whenever she said, oh, I drink the blood of the virgin, she's on video actually saying that, like, as a quote unquote joke. But I'm like, it's not a joke, folks. They're saying exactly what they're doing right there.
Well, you know, this is like sacrifice to Moloch again. I mean, again, and then we look at some of the ingredients that have been just discovered, like the graphene, you know, and that triggering 5G connections and things. This is the Prince of the Airways and his propaganda box that, you know, brought the Nazis helped invent television, which I like to call tell lie vision, right?
They're lying. I like that.
It's taken years, you know, to advance it. You know, now it's computers and mobile phones, and it's influencing people's perceptions of reality. And what the Lord says, and when these things begin to come to pass, then look up, lift up your eyes, for your redemption draws nigh. So I think we're getting very close to that time. It's really time for people to make the peace with the Lord Jesus.
And that's why when they hear people like us talking, it's like, hey, accept the Lord, because it's like, you know what? Christ died for the sins of all mankind. And that's the cool thing about the love of Jesus, too, because I can't even understand this. And I don't think any of us can, because, I mean, he even wants to save, like, people like Gates. Like, he actually died for them and stuff, too. They won't accept Christ, probably, which is sad. But I'm like, he died for their sin just the same. And he wants them to come to know him, even though they probably won't. But it's like, he wants to save them just the same as he saved us and wants to save all of mankind, which is amazing. And it's just like the love of the love of Jesus that just, like, our human finite brains, like, can't even comprehend, like, the love of God.
We can't understand that. I mean, it's just so complex, and God is so awesome and amazing and just phenomenal. I mean, because he's magnificent and beyond magnificent. Yeah. And we look at, you know, what's going on today. We got, he warned us that, like, in Matthew 24, there'd be false Christ and false prophets. Well, we've got plenty of those running around. We got wars and rumors of wars. You got persecution of the faithful, right? When have you ever seen that happening the way it is right now? You got apostasy. You got lawlessness. Look at the riots. They orchestrated with the Open Border, what is it? The Open Soros Foundation, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And earthquakes and famines and plagues and selfishness. There's an increase, you know, in selfishness, actual selfishness, which is part of that. You know, you won't get your vaccine. You're selfish, right? For the good of the what? How is that the good of, for the good of the people, right? I mean, that's like selfishness in reverse psychology. So you've got lovers of self and money and pleasure, and they're arrogant, they're disobedient, they're haters of God, they're haters of all that's good, and they're mocking Jesus all the time. Yeah, well, where is he? You know, it's been 2,000 years. When's he coming back, right? You got all these false teachings, and they're trying to destroy marriage and family and science in the heavens, and the nations against nations, and they're all coming against Israel, and the whole thing with the third temple. I mean, we are the third temple, right? Mm. And they're trying to destroy it with the mark of the beast system. Mm. So when do we tell people about this? I mean, it seems so Orwellian, but it's certainly biblical to the core.
But like you said, you can use it through music, which is what you guys are doing. It's like, use it through music. They did platform you in other areas, but it's like, hey, let's do it through music, because people love music. And it's like, hey, they'll listen up and be like, wait, if you listen to the words, that's actually true. Is that really happening? They go out here and do their own research and be like, oh my gosh, Casper's right.
Wow. The novel thought that, Well, yeah, I was especially pleased when we put out Nanobots as a single on, and right after the election, we released Cheat to Win, you know, and the chorus is talking about do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. So cheating isn't going to get you any wins. Yep. So I was really pleased with some of the songs. You know, we talked about things that are going on now. The globalists are trying to, you know, take you out with a, you know, genocide right now. So, one of our first songs actually was Black Swan, because it's like a Black Swan operation right now. They're distracting you over here and doing something nasty over there. So it's just the way it's been working, right? Let us refuse to do. again, I don't know exactly when the release of the next album will be out, but we know what the working title is called, The Walking in Authority. And the songs are, I think, really going to bless a lot of people. And the album cover, I think, is going to be an interesting idea, because rumor has it you're going to actually appear on the album cover with us.
Surprise! Spoiler!
Yeah, we've got quite a lot of friends that are going to be on the cover. Some of our physician friends that have been outspoken, that we've done a lot of events and conferences with and concerts. And so we're looking at doing something really interesting this time. I'm praying it's going to be really iconic.
Yeah, I think so. Like I said, I already seen a little bit of it from the things you sent me, and I think it's going to be good.
Yeah. Well, the Lord's in it. It's got to be, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to do what it's supposed to do, design what it's going to do. So,
absolutely. Well, thanks so much for Casper. It's always a pleasure talking with you. I always just love having you on. I'm like, definitely I'll have you back on again to talk about the album and just more of the stuff that's going on. Cause like I said, Satan's working hard, but you know what? Like I said, God's already won this thing. We're just living out the rest of it, but we know how the story's going to end.
We do. Do we have time to pray before we
end? I was actually going to ask you. Yeah, definitely pray us out if you want. Yeah.
Because right now, all of us have got friends and family members that have been deceived, and a lot of them coming now with, you know, buyer's remorse. They were like, they got, you know, however it happened, they were peer pressured or the coerced. Nobody has done this vaccine with, full knowledge and consent, right? Because nobody
informed consent.
Well, because you don't even know what's in it, right? You're just submitting to somebody because they're wearing a white coat and look official. Right? Yeah. So, look, the word of God says, but if I, with the finger of God, cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God has come upon you. So right now, Papa God, we pray in the almighty name of Jesus Christ and Nazareth, Messiah, Yeshua, that you would just come now and lift the darkness, lift the dark veil that's covering the entire earth with this evil spirit, the pharmaceuticals, the pharmakia, the deceptions that you shared about and warned us in Revelations 18 and other places that over our generation. And we just thank you, Father God, that we look forward to your return. And we thank you for our friends that don't know you, that they would step up and receive salvation, because he said, if we just believe on you, that you were raised from the dead, that you were crucified, and raised from the dead, that we should be saved. So we just thank you, Father God, for saving those, that they would come right now and that you just be tugging on their heart and bring them into a place of salvation and security in you. We come together corporately, Father God, just with Hannah and everyone here that's participating on our side, to repent of anything we've done that encouraged the works of the enemy in our life, that anything where we entertain the wrong things, or said the wrong things, we repent. We turn away from those things on both sides of our generation, all the way back to Adam, for every blood covenant that we've made out of ignorance or took because of vaccinations, whether it was eating pastries and sugar or vaccinations of experimental substances that nobody knows what's in it. We come right now to break and bind the power of the enemy. We break the power of the foreign animal DNA that's been inserted, or human DNA that's been injected and inserted into our cells and people's bodies, and distorted the DNA the way you originally designed it, the way you created it to be. We ask for a creative miracle that you'd restore them, because all things are possible with you, no matter what any scientists say about this being not reversible. We thank you, Father God, that all things are possible with you. We thank you, Father God, right now. We repent for entertaining a spirit of fear that's covering the entire world right now. And we just thank you, Father God. We turn away from entertaining that spirit of fear. We don't submit to it, but we walk in faith and truth with you. So for any people that have been vaccinated, or their loved ones have been vaccinated, we pray for them right now, for any of these genetic modifiers that have messed with the body, the holy temple, the third temple. We repent of those things, Father God, for anybody that's been injected because of a fear of sicknesses or the propaganda of sicknesses or the fear of spirit of infirmities or diseases or whatever it was. We repent of entertaining any of the spirits of fear of man or what man could do to us, Lord. It's more fearful what you can do to the spirit and soul. And we thank you, Father God, that we can come into agreement with your kingdom. And we repent of agreeing with anything that was going on in the kingdom of darkness, especially allowing children, the young children, to be vaccinated and experimented on. This is something that, like King Herod, the same spirit that manifested, trying to kill off the children. So we thank you, Father God, that you would stop those things and bring raise up leaders that are in key positions and judges and people in government, raise up the Christian so that would follow you and not the dictates of globalists and transhumanists and psychopaths. So we come right now, Father God, and surrender and submit to you as our Lord and Lord and our King of Kings through the holy blood of the Lamb. We come to break all agreements with every evil spirit, with every evil thing from the kingdom of darkness. Anybody that spoke from the kingdom of darkness that spoke death over you or darkness or every demonic code or voice be broken right now, that anything that came inside our cells with those vaccinations, we thank you, Father God, right now that you would deal with that effectively, just the way you made metal plates and things disappear out of people's bodies that surgeons put in, because nothing's impossible with you. We thank you, Father God, right now by the holy blood of the Lamb, that every cell line that was not originally part of us ceases to function, along with spike proteins and antibodies and anti-whatever that's going on. We just thank you right now that you would bring people back into a place of health because of your word. Your word is health to all our flesh. And we make our petitions known to you this day by the holy blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Messiah, Yeshua. And we repent of allowing any markers to be placed in our DNA through any vaccination of any kind, any mark of the beast system that's being set up. We just thank you, Father God, that you will protect your people with divine protection and the blessings of Abraham, that we can be without spot or wrinkle because of the blood of Jesus covering us and your sacrifice, your atoning death on the cross, and your glorious resurrection. In this we pray, in Jesus' almighty name, amen.
Amen. Yes. Thanks so much, Casper. Loved having you on.
God bless you, Sister Hannah. I look forward to seeing you again soon.
Hello, fellow patriots, and thank y'all for watching today's episode. I would also like to thank the sponsor for this episode today, Advanced Home Pros. Solar energy has likely never been more popular than it is right now because of many Americans wanting to get off the grid away from the deep state power companies. AHP is the highest rated and most reviewed in Utah County and has unparalleled customer service. The founder of AHP, Steve Cloward, is a personal friend of mine, and he is a fantastic, true-blooded patriot to work with. If you would like to know more about solar energy and how it can power your home, go to advancedhomepros.com and mention Hannah with the Red Patriot Show to talk with an expert today. There are so many amazing Patriot businesses, and we all need to support them so that together we can defund the deep state and refund the kingdom. Until next time, this is your friendly neighborhood patriot, Hannah, signing off. And remember, stay encouraged. Thank you for watching The Red Patriot Show. To find more of my content, resources, and where you can find all of my video platforms as well as all the social media outlets I use, go to www.theredpatriotshow.com. That's www.theredpatriotshow.com. See y'all later.